This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to another edition of Issues of the Environment. Most of us at one time or another have enjoyed what our parklands have to offer. During the pandemic, we know more and more people got out and used the parks just to get out of the house. Well, beyond what the parks in Washtenaw County are offering today, there is rich history to many of them. I'm David Fair, and on Issues of the Environment today, we're going to explore some of that history and why these lands are so important. My guest is Kira Maceda, and Kira is park planner and the resident historic preservationist for the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Department. Thank you so much for the time.
Oh, thank you for having me on your show.
Is it fair to say, Kira, that by exploring the history of some of the parks in the area, we get a better sense of who we are and how we got here today?
Oh, absolutely. And the County Parks and Recreation Commission, we are so fortunate to have several historical parks, which really do honor the heritage, and we do our best to interpret it for today's audience as well.
To this day, Washtenaw County Parks account for over 5,400 acres of land, but for some of them, the historical significance is less well known. Let's start with Parker Mill County Park, if you don't mind. What is its significance to our local history?
Well, we are really fortunate because Parker Mill is just an amazing site along Fleming Creek, and it's a historic operating grist mill. And the Parker family, they operated it from the 1870s until about 1960, and they closed the door, and then it basically remained untouched until the Parks and Recreation Commission purchased it in the mid-1980s. So we restored the building, and it operates as a historic grist mill off of power now, electricity, no longer from a mill pond. But we do offer tours in the fall on Sundays, so it's really worth a visit if you haven't had a chance to peek in and see the building.
Yeah, and today it connects with Gallup Park in Ann Arbor, and in non-pandemic years, as you mentioned, has activities connecting us to that past. What kind of reactions have you garnered for those taking those tours and kind of experiencing a look back into who we once were?
Sure. So we really try to connect to today's foodways. So most people don't understand, or many young children, I should say, don't understand where our food comes from. It doesn't come from the grocery store. But, you know, 100 years ago, you had farmers who were growing their own grains, and they had to take it to a mill to process it. So we oftentimes will have people come in, even from different countries, from Europe, Asia, and say, oh, I've seen old buildings like this, and this is how my grandfather used to grind their grain. And so it relates to something very kind of primitive on that level of just who we once were, and now we get to see it and experience it firsthand.
Our Issues of the Environment conversation with Kira Maceda continues on 89.1 WEMU. She is a park planner and the resident historic preservationist for the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Department. I want to move to Sharon Mills County Park, which has a history that kind of connects us from the original agricultural kind of community we were to the industrial age. What is its kind of metamorphosis through time?
Oh, I love this site. It is such a gem. And this is a former grist mill, which actually was adjacent to an old 1830s sawmill. And it operated for decades together with the sawmill until Henry Ford purchased the property in, I believe it was around 1930. And so many people don't realize that Henry Ford had about 2,000 acres of soybean farms in Sharon Township for use in plastics. So it was part of the experiment. Ford Motor Company had these small factories kind of to contrast with the large Rouge plant, which was the largest at the time in about 1920. So it's dotted around around southeast Michigan, several of these mills, about 1920 of them. So they manufactured small parts for Ford vehicles.
How are people enjoying Sharon Mills County Park today?
So we have added onto the core of that historic core with the grist mill now. The sawmill was torn down, unfortunately, but we've added land. And so we actually have about over 250 acres of mountain bike trails and hiking trails, and it actually connects to the broader preserved areas of the Nanweston Nature Preserve by the Nature Conservancy and Sharonville State Game Area.
It's interesting, as we talk about these parks and kind of look at their historical place, more and more people are becoming enamored with the idea of homesteading. And if I'm not mistaken, Jason Gold and his Michigan Folk School are connecting us to that historical lifestyle at Stabler Farm County Park.
Yes. Yes, this is really exciting because this is the Parks and Recreation Commission's most recent park acquisition. And we've owned it actually since 2001, but we were so fortunate to have Donald Stabler, the longtime owner. We gave him a life lease. He unfortunately passed away in 2017 at 106 years old.
Wow.
But he really documented his time nearly over 100 years actually living on the property. So it's about 98 acres, and it's an intact historic farmstead. So we have the farmhouse and associated buildings on one side of Plymouth Road and the whole barnyard on the north side. So we envision this property to really showcase Washtenaw County's historical heritage, agricultural heritage. And, of course, our partnership with the Michigan Folk School has been amazing because they're able to really develop these and highlight these skills that people, they're being forgotten. So I think there is kind of a sense of revisiting the past now with that.
And even for those who just want to enjoy the present, the walking trails through the southern portion of that park, as I understand it, are to be expanded through the northern part and in the not-so-distant future?
Yes, we're just right now finishing up the site plan, and hopefully in the next 2 years we can get people to the north side so they can experience the ponds and just lovely woods, and then eventually in the future we will be redeveloping the farm buildings.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with park planner and historic preservationist for the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Department, Kira Maceda, on issues of the environment. And finally, Kira, I don't think we should end our conversation without mentioning Watkins Lake State Park and County Preserve. This is an area that connects us to the days of slavery and to the Underground Railroad. What role did it play in creating freedom for people of color leaving the South?
So this site is so amazing. We're so happy to partner with the state of Michigan, actually the first county agency to partner with the state on a park facility. So we unfortunately don't have any buildings on site. We don't own any buildings. However, the farm fields still exist where Royal Watkins and the Watkins family once farmed. And Royal Watkins, he was a known abolitionist. He had friends in the community. And one of his workers, John Felix White, there's a documented story of basically a bounty hunter coming up from Kentucky to capture John White. He was a self-emancipated former slave, and Royal Watkins helped usher him to Canada, foiled that attempt, and it's just amazing that we now own this property, and in the future, as we further develop the park, we'll be able to develop more stories around this and have interpretive signs. So we're grateful for that.
And what a great reason to be proud of this area, right?
For sure.
I believe the National Park Service has recognized the importance of this area for the Underground Railroad as well.
Yes. So this property has been known for many years, and we're very grateful for community volunteers who really helped document this story. And one woman, Carol Mull, very active in the community, a historian, had submitted a nomination to the National Park Service for protection, Network 2 Freedom, to be recognized as a documented site of a near kidnapping attempt.
Kira, we've talked about some great areas in Washtenaw County that feature historical parkland. Just as somebody getting outside, what is your favorite area to visit?
Oh, boy. You know, we have so many, and it kind of depends on the mood that I'm in. Sometimes I just want a quiet nature preserve. I love the Kosh Headwaters Preserve in Superior Township, but I also have Sharon Mills, to me, is just an amazing property. So I will take a Sunday drive there when the sun is shining on the mill pond and just pull over and have a picnic. It's just incredible. So we are very fortunate. You know, Washtenaw County residents are very fortunate to have the parks and preserves we have.
I agree wholeheartedly. And obviously, there is so much more we could discuss, but we have radio time constraints. So I'll look forward to another conversation down the line, Kira.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm just happy to share our amazing facilities with your listeners.
That is Kira Maceda, park planner and resident historic preservationist for the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Department, and our guest on Issues of the Environment. For more information on today's topic, visit our website at WEMU.org. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and it's heard every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.